There's a new CEO of the Michigan Environmental Council, and the name might sound familiar to many listeners. This is Lisa Berry, and no, it's not me. Joining us now on 89.1 WEMU is that new CEO, Conan Smith. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks a lot, Lisa. It's a really fun opportunity, and really also fun to be back on the air with you at WEMU.
Well, we appreciate it. You served 14 years on the Washtenaw County Commission. You served in leadership positions on numerous public and private boards, recently as director of Metro Matters. So tell us about your new position as CEO of the Michigan Environmental Council.
Well, it's one of those things, what's old is new. I worked here for 6 years under Lana Pollack, who is also a great Washtenaw County leader, and ran their land programs for a while. When this job became open, it's an organization that I loved, a mission that I care very much about. I couldn't help but apply. And, you know, it's one of those situations where the opening is also because of good news. MEC's executive director, president before me, has been tapped by Governor Whitmer to be the budget director, also a name everyone around town knows, Christopher Kolb.
So what do you see you will be doing and focusing on in this new role?
Well, our role is to make sure that the environment is well represented in the halls of the state capitol, make sure that environmental policy and regulations are reflective of the values of the people of the state of Michigan. So we'll continue doing that directly, of course, on a day-to-day. There are big issues that we've got to grapple with. Water, you all probably reported on the PFAS contamination that we're facing across the state, the Line 5 challenge that we have in the Straits of Mackinac. And, of course, there are our traditional environmental issues around environmental justice that need more attention. There's no shortage of important environmental work to be done up here. Michigan Environmental Council, our role is really to make sure that the heart of the environmental movement is beating strongly. So I think a large part of my personal work is going to be dedicated to reaching out to the nonprofits who work in this space, engaging them in that policy process, making sure that as many people as possible feel included and empowered as we raise that voice here at Lansing.
In the release, Conan Smith, announcing your new position as CEO of the Michigan Environmental Council, you talk about race and environment, saying that will be a planned hallmark of your tenure. Can you tell us more about that?
Sure. You know, I come from a family of civil rights leaders, and I've always felt that civil rights and environment were hand-in-glove issues. That is showcased in things like the shutdown of the Detroit incinerator recently that MEC and the Ecology Center have worked on for many years. For the movement, however, there's been a real challenge around diversity, equity, and inclusion issues. When you think of an environmentalist, I think the prototype is a well-to-do white person, when in fact, like, the people who are often the most engaged, the most impacted, and who frankly care the most about environmental issues are people of color, people who are poor, people who have deep religious convictions. So we need to get away from the stereotypes that have defined the environmental movement and be more intentional about how we include different voices in the establishment of environmental policy. MEC, as that beating heart of the environmental movement, plays a critical role in setting the tone, also establishing the policies and practices that help the movement stay strong and diverse.
The beating heart of the environmental movement. That's Conan Smith, just appointed the new CEO of the Michigan Environmental Council. Thanks so much for sharing your thoughts with us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thanks very much.